This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Troops holed up in the last Ukrainian stronghold in the besieged port of Mariupol began evacuating on Monday, appearing to cede control of the once prosperous city to Russia after months of bombardment. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said 53 injured troops from the Azovstal steelworks were taken to a hospital in a Russian-controlled town in the east. Another 211 people were taken to an area controlled by Russian-backed separatists, the deputy defense minister said, adding all the evacuees will be subject to a potential prisoner exchange with Russia. Some 600 troops were believed to have been inside the steel plant. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a late-night address, quote, "We hope that we'll be able to save the lives of our guys." Efforts to rescue the troops still inside were underway, the military added. It did not say how many troops remained. Ukrainian troops say they held out in Azovstal for 82 days, buying time for the rest of Ukraine to battle Russian forces and secure Western arms needed to withstand Russia's assault. But the evacuation likely marked the end of the longest and bloodiest battle of the Ukraine war and a significant defeat for Ukraine. Mariupol is now in ruins after a Russian siege that Ukraine says killed tens of thousands of people in the city. Since Russia launched its invasion in February, the devastation has become a symbol of both Ukraine's ability to withstand Russia's invasion and of Russia's willingness to devastate Ukrainian cities that hold out. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared earlier on Monday to climb down from threats to retaliate against Sweden and Finland for announcing plans to join the U.S.-led NATO alliance. This is VOA News.